This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
If you can't write in the proper way, if you don't know how to conjugate, maybe.
Last year, the combination of COVID isolation and retirement gave author and former Palm Beach Post reporter Elliot Kleinberg the time to pursue a pet project. He now publishes a blog about bad writing and how to fix it. And Elliot Kleinberg joins us now. Elliot, to fuel the blog, you've asked people to send you photos of things like street signs, newspaper headlines, tweets, etc., that have glaring grammatical errors. What's been the most unintentionally hilarious error that someone sent you so far?
Well, I have an old editor who retired in North Carolina, and he sent me some wonderful ones. He was in a grocery store in the frozen food section, and it said frozen Hispanic. It was referring to frozen items that were Hispanic cuisine. And the thing is, it was the frozen food coolers, so you knew it was frozen. Why didn't they just say Hispanic? The number one rule about good writing is avoid unnecessary words.
One thing I ask of you, time to learn your homophones is past due. Learn to diagram a sentence too. Always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this, I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well.
What you're hearing is Weird Al Yankovic's Word Crimes, sung to the tune of the Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams song, Blurred Lines. Laughing at ourselves about our mistakes is often a very good teaching tool. But Elliot, how do you guard against the blog becoming a platform for public shaming?
Well, when I use examples from newspaper clips or TV spots, I block any reference to where I got it. I'm trying to point out the error and how to fix it. And that's what we tell people. We say our goal is not to embarrass you or humiliate you. Our goal is to make you a better writer.
You've also asked people to send in examples of what you call cowardly writing. What do you mean?
A lot of people write poorly because they're afraid. They're afraid to write well, and so they fall back on cliches. They add unnecessary words. And so we're telling people, don't be afraid. Look at your writing and say, can I cut out a word? Can I replace that cliche with something else? Be brave.
Now, Elliot, what if in the course of writing your blog, you're the one who makes the mistake and some reader points out some glaring factual or grammatical error that you've made? How do you suppose you're going to handle that?
Actually, this happened very recently. We run our segments every 2 weeks, and in between we do what we call grammar police, where people send in stuff. And someone sent something in, and I wrote, here's more examples instead of here are more examples. So I had to do a mea culpa in the next column.
There might be some people who say, you know, there's so much going on in the world today. What does it really matter if I mistake IT apostrophe S for ITS? So Elliot, give us some reasons why people who don't write for a living should be paying more attention to good grammar and clear writing.
People say to me, there's no grammar police. There's nobody that's going to find me if I use the wrong word. And I say, okay, you're right. But every day people are judging you by how you speak and how you write, and you probably don't even realize it. I also say that you don't have to write for a living to be a great writer. You don't have to write for a living to be a good writer.
We've been speaking with author and former Palm Beach Post reporter Elliot Kleinberg about his blog called Something Went Horribly Wrong. It's all about bad writing and how to fix it. To find a link to the blog, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always dangling. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind the pieces.